Simulcast Audio presents Princess Academy. By Shannon Hale.
Chapter 1.
The East says it's dawn. My mouth speaks a yawn. My bed clings to me and begs me to stay. I hear a work song say winter is long. I peel myself up and then make a way.
Miri woke to the sleepy bleating of a goat. The world was as dark as eyes closed, but perhaps the goats could smell dawn seeping through the cracks in the house's stone walls. Though still half asleep, she was aware of the late autumn chill hovering just outside her blanket, and she wanted to curl up tighter and sleep like a bear through frost and night and day. Then she remembered the traders, kicked off her blanket, and sat up. Her father believed today was the day their wagons would squeeze up the mountain pass and rumble into the village. This time of year, all the villagers felt the rush for the last trading of the season, to hurry and square off a few more linder blocks and make that much more to trade, that much more to eat during the snow-locked months. Miri longed to help, wincing at the rustle of her peak.